Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We will be discussing the concept, history, and application of Black people leaving the slavery, suffering, and death of our former slave masters to create our own society based on freedom, justice, and equality. Our mission, and yours if you accept it, is to seriously discuss, debate, and vet the concept of separation and its various implications as a viable solution for Black people in America. And speaking of discussion, debating, and vetting, we just had our Founders Day celebration at Muhammad Farms this past weekend, where we did exactly that. One of the highlights of the show was of the weekend of Founders Day was what's called a charrette, which can be considered as a focus group or a focus discussion. And we talked about separation. We had questions and answers, and we discussed the viability, the possibility, the feasibility of how we can separate. So if you were not able to attend this Founders Day, please stay tuned, because we're going to, God willing, we're going to have as many of our panel on the call to discuss the various aspects of Founders Day. It was this weekend. We had skilled trades demonstrations. We had vegetable picking. We had discussions on farmland. We talked about all these things. So if you are a regular listener, a staunch separation activist, and you didn't go to Founders Day this weekend, tuned. You'll hear more of any pictures, articles, and possible videos that you may be able to review on our various associated websites and Facebook pages. So please stay tuned. And as you listen, don't wait to press that number one. Don't wait to press number one to ask your question, because when you wait to the end of the show and we're closing, we cannot get to you then. So we plan on having the discussion and talking about the Founders Day and any relevant news having to do with separation. So right now, I'm going to open our lines, and the first one I see on the line is our sister, Majida Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Majida Muhammad.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Carlton Muhammad. How are you?
I am well, sister. Did you enjoy Founders Day this past weekend?
Well, of course I did. I sure did. I most certainly did. I did. Yes, most definitely. I won't say recovering, because that would indicate that maybe I had some illness with regards to Founders Day. But I would say still just taking it all in, mentally, physically, and you know, just analyzing the fact that we all got together and the believers that were there in mass, largest accounting, according to Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann, this past Founders Day, largest attendance. And, you know, just reflecting on high points, you know, just reflecting on the event altogether. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. One of the highlights was we had a venue this year. I normally look forward to having the tent and being out there in the farm at Muhammad Farms, but this time we anticipated some bad weather, and we had a venue, and the venue was very, very nice. It lended itself well for the charrette that took place.
Right, most definitely, especially for that activity. And you know what? There are so many of us that have not had a, quote, farm or country experience that I would imagine, you know, some of us, you know, we have to ease into things. So for some of us, I'm sure that may have been a good first introduction, mm-hmm. you know, to, you know, just experiencing what it's like being out in this environment if you never have. So there were many good aspects to being indoors. You know me, I look forward to being out and experiencing the life on the farm, and it's always exciting for me. I would say, if I may, one of my high points are seeing the faces and watching the faces of the believers, especially those that it's their first visit. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we have an idea in our minds about what we, you know, what that environment's going to be like, how we're going to be affected by that environment. And, you know, just watching our reactions, you know, to something new, something different, something exciting. So that's kind of a high point for me, as well as, of course, the crowning event to Founders Day, Footsteps of the Messenger. I always enjoy that, always.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. There were so many new faces. I met so many new people that were excited about agriculture and farming.
Right.
And many of them were going home and going back home, and they were sharing that they had land, that they came to see how Dr. Ridgely was facilitating the Nation's Farm, and to talk to him to get advice on what they can do on their own. And what made this special is we're starting to see how agriculture is tied to separation in our eight states.
Mm-hmm.
And so people mm-hmm. are, you know, they're in their discussions and in their questions, it's all tied together. So if you're looking at,
well, I mean, so many of us understand that when you talk about separation, you know, one of the first things we're going to need to be able to do is feed ourselves. So it's one thing to move somewhere. I mean, we're in so many ways dependent right now. And that's not to say we're not owed in our separation to a separate state or territory of our own. We're not owed to be able to be taken care of until we can go for ourselves to a degree. It's not to say we're not owed that, but at the same time, you know, we have to be able to feed ourselves. So some of us understand the importance of that. You know, that's like hand in hand. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad doesn't, you know, tell us that land is the basis of freedom, you know, just for the sake of just being on some land, you know, that all that comes from the land, you know, will serve as our survival. Yes, sir. But a lot of young people, you know, another thing that, you know, this might sound small to someone, but when we were preparing to exit the building that we were blessed to use, you know, just the organization, the unity that went on in just putting the place back in the state we found it, if not better, because, you know, that's what we do as Muslims. We don't leave an environment in worse shape than we found it. We leave it in the condition that we found it in, if not better. And just watching brothers and sisters working together to make sure that that building was left spick and span. I mean, nobody was grumbling about the work they had to do. You know, matter of fact, we had more people wanting to help, you know, than we needed. I commented to this one sister, her daughter, when we saw them on Friday for the fish fry, you know, she introduced me to her young daughter. I think she was maybe 14. And you know how sometimes our children, they're with us, but, you know, they'd rather be somewhere else. So her mom told me her name, but she didn't have a smile on her face. And I said, oh, wow, she's not smiling either. You know, just a little tease to try to, you know, liven her up a little bit, you know. And that was Friday night. Saturday, she was helping put chairs on the table, and her mom was ready to go. She didn't even want to leave. And I was, and she was smiling. I'm like, is this the same person? You know, so just seeing how everybody was having a good time. I mean, she was in there helping. You know, it was just beautiful to see. And the brother mopping the floor. I mean, I was like, wow. Everybody's checking to make sure everything's right and exact. Sweeping and, you know, all of that. It showed a glimpse to me. When we come together, physically come together, you know, all the believers that were there, you know, we start to look at the possibilities of what we can do in community.
Right.
You know, it's like a little glimpse of what's possible when we're physically in the same location together. And just the camaraderie of being among the believers, you know, I found myself saying Happy Founders Day, you know, because it was like a little mini Savior's Day spirit there. So, you know, I really enjoyed myself, and many of the believers, I could just see the excitement on their face. And already on Facebook, you know, the members in the Time to Leave movement were talking about, I'm going to make sure I go next year. I missed it. I'm looking forward to next year. So, inshallah, next year, bigger and better.
Well, remember, Founders Day is our nation's, it can be looked at as our nation's agricultural summit. And this is an attraction for everyone who has something to do in the agricultural arena. And people in agriculture know it takes work. And if you enjoy agriculture, that means you enjoy doing some work. So you had a group
That's
of
right.
people who, you know, work cheerfully because they know right now they're planting the seeds, they're nurturing and watering the seeds, and they're making sure the bugs, you know, don't, you know, the pests don't get them. And then they're working toward the harvest, and we're happening harvesting. And so right now what we're doing, we've been watering, Dr. Ridge and Sister Ann have been watering the seeds for, what, 20 some years now. And those seeds are sprouting now. And we're looking at in the eyes of the youth and we're looking at the harvest coming. And so us, we need to be there for them because they have expectations of us. And so, we're seeing all that, you know, we saw that Friday at the fish fry, Saturday at the picking, and Sunday, the footsteps of the messenger. People, when we saw what the messenger sacrificed to be able to take care of his family, all of that. And, you know, it's going to take the same thing for us to pry ourselves away from this foolish life. That's really giving us nothing, gadgets and comfort, but it's not giving us security and not giving us our own land. So,
right.
Sister Majida,
right, and putting us in environments where we I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead and make your comment. We got a caller. I'm going to bring them on as soon as you make your comment.
Yes, sir. And I was saying, and also giving us an opportunity to be in these types of environments that cause us not to rely on so much outside of ourselves, but start to look at our gifts, skills, and talents that are deposited within us and start to use those to help grow and develop our community. And I just want to give a special shout out, if I may, to Sister Khalida Shahid Muhammad and her husband, Brother Jaleel, for bringing down children, MUI students from Detroit, because this is where it's going to start. I mean, it starts with us, but it'll end with us if we don't bring the children into this environment that we're striving to produce and get them from an early age accustomed to this lifestyle that we know is what's going to save them. So I really am appreciative of her, you know, making an effort to bring down not just
that's
her
right.
children and her
Brother
family,
Jaleel's,
but other children from
Sister
the MUI
Khalida.
In Detroit.
That's right. And now we're going to bring on Sister Ann. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ann.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Carlton and Sister Majida. I'm just listening.
Well, like a ma'am.
Yes, at all of your comments, and yes, it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And as I stated earlier on a post, it to me has been the best Founders Day to date.
Mm.
With the people enjoying,
wow.
We're finally getting to the point where we're organized enough to get some of the things, so many of the necessary things done in advance, and it's less stressful for me this year, because the previous years it has been extremely stressful trying to get everything done. And all praises be to Allah, because of the staple goods project, we have that farm kitchen now, where I can have helpers beside me in the kitchen with me doing the necessary work for the meals that we have. And that has been a true, true blessing. Although,
praise be to Allah.
Yeah. Although you, Sister Majida, you have your commercial baking equipment, so it was easier for you to do that at home. And, of course, your daughter being there with your mother, trying to let her rest as much as possible before getting her out for the festivities. She did some of her cooking at home, but I was able to do a tremendous amount of what I had to do in the kitchen that we now have on the farm. And I sent out a message today, a post, thanking everybody, and Sister Melva. Sister Melva is I think they call it a sous chef, the person that...
Yes, I understand.
I'm not calling myself a chef, but all of the prep work that was needed before I could finish one task and assign her something else, she was already finished and going to something else.
Praise be to Allah.
She was just a whiz in there at getting things done, and it made the job so, so much easier. And the people seem to have enjoyed it, and I've seen comments, people talking about the whole wheat roll. And I remember a couple of years ago, I was talking about Founders Day, even before you came to Majida. One of my desires was to have home-baked bread as a part of the meal. But because I basically had to do everything single-handedly, we were not able to do that until you got here with your wonderful skills. And it just brings so much joy to me personally to know that we're giving the believers the best foods that are around, no preservatives, no chemicals. They really eat good and healthy food during that weekend.
That's right.
Farm truck. So to get a taste of what our freedom will be
yes.
like, our community
right.
life will be like that way
yes.
every day. In
yes.
our we can have that kind of fellowship every
yes.
day in
that's
our
right.
own community.
That's right.
Just today, while I was sitting in an office waiting for a service, I picked up a magazine. I was in the bank this morning. I picked up a magazine, and I was reading the story about the Amish life. It was a travel magazine, and it was talking about how to visit the Amish communities up in Pennsylvania. And in reading the article, I thought, wow, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this.
That's
They've
right.
been established a long time, but they are a group to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And they are highly, highly respected for what they do. They produce top-notch products, food, and other crafts and commodities. And I can envision us doing the same because we have so many talented people. And people, number one, people know that their food is good,
mm-hmm.
as our food is good. So we have a goal in mind of establishing at least one Muslim community to be the forerunner or the pioneer community for the rest of us to build communities. And I think about a lot of times, you know, the minister gave us the charge to make the community you live in a safe and decent place to live. But I don't see that happening on a large scale. And it may be that we don't have a model to go by.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be, to me, extremely difficult to get communities with us now. If you live in a community and you are, as a Muslim or the minority there, everybody else is whatever they call themselves, and they are not willing to submit to a God, God force, and live a decent life, then the challenge is on us. If we're going to change those communities, or if you can't change those communities, then we have to look at getting our own community.
Right.
And those who want to live in a decent environment will come. And I think you
yes.
said last week that when we have our own communities, we can mandate certain things. And that's what I look forward to. I read a post today. The sister said her little child, when they got back home, told, I don't know if it was her child, but she said the child told her mama that she had peace at the farm. I mean, a child saying she had peace at the farm. And I
wow.
know it's her mother for her to say that. And that's what we want for everybody. I want everybody to come and experience an atmosphere of peace. And I
mm-hmm.
believe that the peace comes from knowing that you are on all of this land that is actually yours.
Right.
It is a part of you as a part of the nation. This is what you have helped to bring about. And I'm sure that brings about a certain amount of peace, knowing that
yes,
nobody can
ma'am.
Come on this land and give you any directions or instructions to stop doing anything. So I can imagine what that peaceful feeling felt like, because the adults have that feeling, and it transfers to the children. So they enjoyed themselves. They knew they were in a area where they didn't have to be, quote unquote, restricted. They were able to run around and just do things. As a matter of fact, one little boy, I saw him, he was about three, and there was his mud puddle, and his mom was on one side of the mud puddle, and he was on the other, and he was looking down at it as though it was just calling his name. I said, I know he is going to do that before he leaves here.
He put it on his bucket list, huh?
Yes. Yes, that kind of freedom. Because when children live in the city on pavement, because I know my grandchildren, you know, they don't get to experience mud puddles.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, and dirt and insects and watching birds nest. And I'm going to close on this. Because in cleaning up the yard, I had spotted several birds' nests. And the birds, you know, if you're not in an area disturbing it, they sense that that's a safe place and will build a nest. And I hate to interfere with the little bird's nest. And I had a red bird's nest, and it was in a kind of a low limb. And I was right under that limb. My head almost touched the bird's nest, but the bird didn't move. And I said, okay, we cannot disturb this bird's nest because the eggs have hatched. That's why she's not moving. So I wanted to have the opportunity to tell everybody about that and to watch out for them. But I think they did watch out and not disturb them. And then I had saw another couple of birds bringing food back and forth to a gourd I had just the deck and just hung it up to get it out of the way. It was a gourd that we had not hung yet. And I'm sitting on the deck getting things in order, and I noticed these two little birds carrying insects, and they look around, and I'd have to sit extremely still and watch for them, and they would take the food in one at a time, and the other one would come and bring food. I said, okay, I don't want to move them. We had to clean that deck. So my little bird's nests are still there. The birds are happy, and they're still feeding their young. So everybody was at peace this weekend.
Wow. Oh, yes, praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
That's right. Sure were. Yes,
and of course, we thank you, Sister Ann and Dr. Ridgely, for the work that you all do before we get there, and then the work that you do after we've left. Like you said, you're cleaning your deck, you know, so we really appreciate you all. Thank you for taking the time and the energy and the love and the commitment to host every year. This is what, year 14?
Yes, year 14.
And it keeps getting bigger.
Yes, getting bigger.
Oh, thank you all.
Yes, all. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
And before we continue, I'd just like to say we're at the halfway mark at about 31 minutes right now. And if you're enjoying the show and if you'd like to ask a question to Sister Ann or Sister Majida or myself, go ahead and press that one on your keypad and you will be in the queue. So we had a skilled trades, somewhat of a demonstration area. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so. I know.
Yes, ma'am.
I know Sister Mary did what I heard was a very interesting demonstration, making natural cough medicine, cough drops.
Really?
I don't know what all she did, but I was hoping that everyone would be on tonight to talk about this past weekend, but maybe people are still recuperating.
I think so.
Yeah, now I did have Brother Carlton, Sister Lanita emailed me and said she tried to get on Sunday and was not able to. So is there any way to check to be sure people are not trying to get in and not able to?
No, not really, because I can't, number one, if I don't have their phone numbers in the list, I don't see it. So I can't even say if that person's calling. But that being said, if it is anyone who's trying to get on right now and can't get on, or you're pressing one and I'm not opening your line. If you're pressing one now, I don't see your line open. There's no indication that you're pressing one. So you can send me an email at carlton@timetoleave.us, or even on the Blog Talk site, there's a contact. I think there's a contact button there, and let me know, because we want this show to work, and this is our avenue to entertain discussion with you and ask your questions. So, but yes,
right.
We had that container out there, and we had brothers doing welding, we had brothers laying concrete footings, and preparing to put mason do some brick mason work by putting cinder blocks in place. So we have carpentry being done that was plotting out the foundation area. So brothers were working very hard this weekend.
Yes, they were. I saw all the work going on, even though I didn't have a chance to get over and take part or take pictures. That's the kind of thing I love to watch, to see what skills I can garner from it. Maybe even just building a knee wall around a flower bed or something. I would have loved to have had the opportunity to just observe.
Yes, ma'am. And now we have our Muhammad Farms coordinator and director, Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad on the line. Dr. Ridgely? Can't hear you, Dr. Ridgely. I see you pressed one. Oh, okay. So I see he's having problems, so he's going to call back. Okay. But, yes, yeah, so it was a good – in fact, it was exciting to me because I was working with the brothers, and I had a chance to meet some brothers from different areas out of the state that had similar trades as we have. And it was really good because we were able to observe the work that was being done. They were able to give tips on their experience, social shortcuts, and, you know, brothers that have the same skill set automatically draw near to each other and have a camaraderie. So that part was really fun. So if you're like a skilled trade person in one of the trades, please consider coming next year, because you make contacts and you expand your network. So that definitely took place. And I see Dr. Ridgely is back. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. So many highlights for me. But one of the main highlights was Friday at the fish fry. We had everybody to introduce themselves that were
right
there, and to tell us what type of skills they had, what type of work they did. And trust me, we got everything we need for a nation.
Right.
We just don't know each other enough, and not working together with each other enough to appreciate the fact that we have everything that we need. So this weekend was a great chance for people to see each other at work in an environment that was theirs, holy ground, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad purchased, and that Mr. Farrakhan redeemed. That's why the watermelon is so sweet and so good. It's on holy ground of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And to see the believers change, as you said, in terms of, some people who children that didn't really want to come, but then when they got here.
Right.
There's a serious fail that this world has over the people. It's through the TV. Internet, radio, music, it's a very stressful type of atmosphere. And to come down here where, you know, you get birds. When I first got here, there were no birds. Okay, 3 years ago, there were no birds. There were no deer. There were no squirrels. There were no raccoons.
Wow.
There was only I saw every now and then was a coyote. Now we got everything. We got wild turkeys. We got, you know, deer. And the people had an opportunity when we were on the tour to see 4 deer run out of my watermelon field. I tried to tell them, you know, the deer love the watermelons more than we do. And so they had a chance opportunity to see that. So what's happened is all the animals are gravitating towards Muhammad Farms and eating us up.
Mm.
We did not get one green bean off our green beans. Not one green bean. We got a lot of watermelons. We picked almost 1,000 watermelons Saturday and stacked them on the trailers, but not one green bean. We got eggplant. We got squash. We got corn. We got cantaloupe. We got bell pepper. So all of that in abundance, but not one green bean. The deer ate every last green bean. But they know. Everybody knows. Tell their cousins and everything. Go over there, Muhammad Farm. They organic. They don't use no chemicals. And see the birds. You know that stuff they put on the crops destroys the strength of their eggs of the. And so you know they really can't reproduce. But here they just flocked to this farm because of the protection of not having chemicals. So and we had so many watermelons and I was kind of afraid this year did we have enough put out a lot of plants. You know, we had a lot of growth on the plants but not a lot of watermelon
flowers.
And I was concerned. We had flowers but I saw the buds but I didn't see the watermelons. And
mm-hmm.
I was afraid
mm-hmm.
we didn't have enough bees because you know we didn't. We tried bees a couple of years ago, but the mites got into them. I, you know, didn't rebother. But those bees are spread out on their own, and then we got bumblebees, we got yellow jackets, we got all types of bees, and we must have had enough because we had an abundance of watermelons, and also of squash, and all the other products that need the pollination of the bees. We had that doing well because, again, by not spraying these insecticides. All the instincts rise. So, anyway, but another highlight, I talked to two young sisters who were from Detroit who had grown up now, but I think it's maybe 15, 16 years ago, even before then, they came down with the MUI from Detroit that year. And, I know that I was pretty stern with some of the ones who were getting out of line, and I was just surprised to see how they are in that agriculture, in some phases of agriculture themselves now, and they said that they really, really enjoy that, that they'll always be a part of their memories. So, you know, you ain't being cussed out, you've been cussed out by Dr. Richard. Yes, that's what it's saying. And it has a lasting effect, but they... And they got their lives straight, and then they're back here to celebrate. So I tell people that I wish that I could be kinder, but evidently that's for somebody else to do. I just have to be strict. And one of the things of Sister Ann's statement about the children can do as they wish to do, well, to a certain limit. But once they understand the limit,
mm-hmm.
all right, then they're free within that limit, and they are happy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's you got to have a certain amount of order, and then underneath that order there is a flexibility and latitude. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we tell them what not to do, but tell them what they can do. You can run around, you know, in the yard, but don't go in the bushes running around because we can't protect you there from the critters, from snakes and stuff. We can't protect you over there. You can't see them. But in the yard, the grass is cut. We got a real big yard. Because y'all saw that on the video, Sister Ann, with her power mower there. riding more, Annie Oakley on the wheel, kicking up dust and causing fuss. She can move that thing. But anyhow, so they have plenty of room to run and play, but there are certain places where they couldn't go. They're like, don't get too close to our pond, okay? And the time I see them getting over a step, no, get back. You can only go this close, and that's it. Okay. Then they enjoy the pond from the distance that they could. They were right up on it, but you know how children is. They're going to test the limit. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, exactly.
So, but after that, you know, everything was cool. Now, the venue that we had, because we were afraid it was going to rain, I didn't really know that it had that fancy audio video equipment, because I actually rented some audio equipment, microphone and a speaker and, you know, and all that. You kind of find out the place was well equipped already. I didn't know that. First time I used it, and it is actually on a farm of neighbors of ours, who, as a matter of fact, when we told him that we wanted to rent his place, he showed up when they opened the door for us that morning. No, not that easy, when we paid him the money, and he says, "So is the big man coming?" I said, "You mean Minister Farr?"
Wow, look at that.
He said, yeah. I said, well, I don't know. He hasn't told me he's coming, but of course he can do whatever he wants to do, but I can't say that he is coming. So, I mean, not only did they know who they was written to, they wanted to know the street name was coming. But his place, his farm, his boys farm with him, big time farm operations. They have a big grain bin and this elevator facility. In other words, they bring in wheat and corn and store it and ship it out for other farmers. And at the back of his office, he has an event center, full kitchen, audio visual chandeliers, tables, chairs, air conditioning, bay windows. I mean, it was nice. And they said, nice. But, you know, he has that for weddings and other events that, you know, people in the country have. You know, it ain't like, you know, people in the country don't have weddings and events and parties and stuff, okay? It's just that we actually have some land to do it on. And it's interesting that we have to tell people, convince people of the importance of land. I mean, that's interesting that you have to convince people of the importance of land. That is very interesting. I would say,
yeah, man,
that over the last 100 years, the white man has been successful at making us crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody would have to explain to you the importance of having some land. Okay, we understood that when we came out of slavery, right to it, and the white man saw it, and he had to say, we got to put a stop to that. They gonna buy up everything. We got to make them consumers. We got to increase their wants so that they want this junk that we're going to prepare for them and to get them off the land. So now it's hard to get them back on the land because they got caught up in the luxury, stolen from the stolen wealth of the enemy. And enslaving you and then give you back a few trinkets that you pay for and you think that you got something and you don't want to let it go. My God, white man, he's a good trickster. But when they come to the farm and they get a chance to work and see their own land and fruits of their own labor and be with each other, and then they get a chance to actually eat the fruits of their labor, you know, to actually eat the crop. We had Parmesan, we had squash, you know, bell peppers. You know, we had that all in the part of the dinner. Even the rolls were made with Muhammad Farms the whole week. So it's like it was a chance to experience what it's like to be independent for a day, and freedom, and what it's like to be around believers. You know,
whenever we have
it's a Farrakhan, a Savior's Day, any event where we all get together around Minister Farrakhan's call, we are just so happy to see one another and feel so good. And after about a week, after we get home, we're all the Negroes and blow it all off, worrying you to death, with their foolishness. And if you instead, if we had our own community, then we would be around each other and could, in fact, like through synergy, increase our energy instead of being around people who just suck your energy, who just draw from you. And I gave you an example. I was taking my workers home today, and I was playing some John Coltrane. Now, of course, these are young boys, young men, and you know, they don't want, you know, they don't want to hear, what's that? I said, John Coltrane. You ever heard John Coltrane? No. I said, I know what you like. And I went into, Sister Ann knows what I can do. I went into some rap, imitating them. It don't take but four words. but I can't to make a song. You know what I'm talking about? Just as long as you put the right exclusive to it and so forth. And, and the boy, they said, no, you should have done that, man. That ain't even right. I said, no, that's y'all, ain't it? Come on now. So this is a hit right here. You know what I mean? And so, oh, God. Well, that blew their minds because, I ain't supposed to know how to do that. You know what I'm talking about? And it's, but you got to be around that negativity all the time. Be around lost. Okay? They're going to bring that negative, messed up world in your life. Okay? But if we have our own community, then we can, in fact, increase on the productivity and the positivity. And where you live in it at peace. And I mean, the child said they felt peace, they were at peace. That's heavy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, what environment was that child in before?
Right.
That 2 days here, what was going on? So, yeah, our people are suffering and don't want to let it go. But we thank the people who came, and we thank the responses, the pictures they took, and their comments about their them coming and how they enjoyed themselves. We really appreciate it because ain't nothing like a satisfied customer. And of course, we cut open some watermelons for them when they were besides the ones that the brothers busted on purpose while they was kicking watermelons. But we actually had some legitimate watermelons for them to eat at the dinner that we had refrigerated the night before, and everybody was pleased with that. So it was a great day, and, of course, Footsteps of the Messenger is always a great highlight. And I was just so glad to see them come and so glad to see them go safely. You know, at the end of the day, Sunday, all praises due to Allah. We did it again. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's happy. Now have a safe trip home. So me and Sister Ann can recover. Well, not for me, because I had to go pick the guys up the next morning, go back out to the field picking watermelons. Just today, loaded up a truck for 700 watermelons. Tomorrow, goes a truck for 800 watermelons. So it never stops, We just keep rolling. But, that's life, So
that's right.
Thank the people that came out for Founders Day. And inshallah, we'll be bigger and better next year. But I really enjoyed them. And, of course, when they was at the fish fry, and even Saturday before we went to the venue, for them to be hanging around Sister Ann's pond and her garden and her different gazebos and different places to spit in underneath arbors and trees. And, it was like an oasis, okay? And everybody really enjoyed themselves. So I say all praise is due to Allah. And
yes,
we thank Allah for giving us a perfect weekend. And we pray Allah that we can do it again.
Dr. Ridgely, did you see the attendees playing the games, the children and the adults playing the games? That was new for this year.
Sometimes people are self-serving. But
No. Let me say this again. Let me start with Dr. Ridgely.
Brother Carlton built this game.
No. See, it's not self-serving because I didn't make the games, Dr. Ridgely. Sister Majita made the games.
I thought you made the game.
No. I'm not that creative, and my attention span is not that long.
Anyway, whoever did it, it was a hit.
Sister Majita, she designed them. She found my saw. I was a little nervous, but she mastered. I have a miter. She got that gun, and she made three games, and the children and the adults played that game, those games, and so much so that they didn't mind the Nats.
Well, you know,
and I did not solicit that advertisement.
Well, somebody said y'all need to patent it, because you know it did stir a lot of attention. Okay,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I was surprised. No, I wasn't really surprised, you know, because I know why people love games. You know, people love games. Okay, so that was a good added to Founders Day, was those games, and y'all keep them coming. But that there, y'all need to patent that one. We need to figure out how we can market that sucker. That was pretty good. But that's the show. One of these days we're gonna hit it right. We're gonna strike gold one of these days. We're gonna come up with something. You know, we got Mr. Thames.
That's right.
Muffin mix. We got Sister Magita's bean pies and breads and granolas and all that type of stuff. You know, but sooner or later we're gonna hit it right and go viral, go global. You know, one of these days we're gonna hit it right. So that game is one thing that we gotta keep in mind. We gotta put it out there because hey, sooner or later we gonna hit pay dirt, but we just keep digging
right.
in the dirt.
Yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
Now.
We'll
keep
right.
on digging until we do. Yes, sir.
That's right. We'll keep on digging until we do.
And once again, if anyone has any comments or questions, go ahead and press that one. We're down to the last few minutes. And any closing statements before we start to wind it down?
So
I would just say.
So Gina, go ahead.
No, I would just say I'm surprised that there aren't more of us on here sharing our Founders Day experience. And that's all. And just grateful to have had the experience and the opportunity to share with the audience. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister
okay.
Magita.
Yes. Did we put on time to leave? Because I haven't had a chance to look at my phone today very much, but did we put on time to leave that we were going to do this tonight?
Yes,
if
ma'am.
Not, they're probably waiting until Sunday, but like I said, Sister Lanita said she was trying to get on. We'll see after the call tonight and Sunday whether or not we'll put the word out again.
And somebody is trying to come in right now. I don't know who it is. We got a caller with the last four digits, 1964. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sister Familia from Louisville, from Lakem.
Well, Lakem Slum,
well,
ma'am.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you know we had a wonderful time as usual at Founders Day, a wonderful experience, and I was able to help out a little bit at the registration desk with Sister Linda on Saturday and meeting the new believers. And as Sister Magita just mentioned about bucket lists, we had a couple of elder believers, I guess pioneers, that said this was one thing they wanted to do in life, and they were able to do it. So I guess they fulfilled their bucket list by coming to Founders Day. And so I just wanted to show we really had a good time, and it's always wonderful to come. And when we traveling on the road, coming from the hotel, going on the various roads, and then when we finally get to the dirt road, I just love seeing that color of that dirt road. It's like, oh, we're here, we're home. So it's just such an anticipation, and just we still have the dirt on the truck. I don't even want to get rid of it right now. I just like seeing it. Just reminds me that we're still there. So thank Dr. Ridgeland, Sister Ann, and Brother Carter, Sister Gita, everyone. Everything was great, and may Allah continue to bless you all. And I just wanted to let you know, thanks a lot, and just wanted to add those few comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. I just want to say, Sister Pamelia said a little help. She always looks like a big help to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
same with Brother William.
Yes, without her and Sister Linda, we could not see everybody is here. They come and they know that that's their post, and I don't have to do anything but turn over forms and pencils and calculators and staplers to them, and I don't see them anymore until the end of the event where they turn everything back in. So they are a tremendous help.
Yes. Sister Judith always making sure we're recorded and we have our lively spirit.
Right. I posted today that in observing Sister Judith, I think this is about her third or fourth year, every year her spirit is as though this is her first time being here.
Mm-hmm.
She brings that spirit with her, and she brings new people. But she doesn't tire of coming, it seems, and it shows every year she takes a part in everything. She goes on a tour every year, and because some people, you know, after the first time or second time, you know, the novelty of it has worn off. But I guess since she have other people with her, she don't want to just not go and have them go away. So she brings that spirit with her that this is a good event and it's worthwhile, and she takes a part in everything every single year.
Praise be to Allah. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and wind the show down. Thank you very much, Sister Anna, Dr. Ridgely, and Sister Majida for taking part on our panel discussion. And thank you very much, callers and listeners, for participating in our show. Please encourage your family and friends to listen to the replay. Also, the next show will be on the 17th. And stay tuned in to see what the topic of the show is. And, well, just to give you a hint, it's going to have something to do with Wakanda. So you want to stay tuned. So once again, thank you very much. Check out our Facebook page. It's Time to Leave. Time to Leave on Facebook. Our website, timetoleave.us. And stay plugged in. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like,
won't you
let me? Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand you?
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my fifth.
Down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the